This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is Dukes and Bell, and guys, we're getting ready for a big weekend. As we've been talking about the Dogs in Kentucky, we're also getting ready for Alabama-LSU. And joining us on the WaitForIt.com hotline is linebacker from Alabama, Christian Miller. And Mike, we said this. We've known your dad a long time, man. We knew back when you were thinking about going to Alabama, and now that you're there and having the success that you're having, congratulations first and foremost, man. How you feeling?
I'm feeling great. I appreciate all of that. And yes, sir, I'm feeling good. I'm just really excited.
Man, we remember when the recruiting process started with you talking to your dad, and I mean, you had a number of schools coming at you. Before we get talk about this season, why'd you go with Alabama?
Well, I just felt that it was a good fit for me, scheme-wise, and you know, in terms of football, but also just off the field. I just really liked how they did everything. I liked the process of things, and you know, all the support they had, you know, academically, you know, post football, and they have a lot of things set up for you. So I just felt like it was a great decision for me. It was a 40-year plan, not just a 4-year plan.
40-year plan, as Christian Miller joins us here on Dukes and Bell. And for those who are not familiar with his father, Corey Miller played in the NFL from 1992 to 99 with the New York Football Giants and the Minnesota Vikings. So he's got some pedigree there. Let's go back to last season real quick. You guys come in. You got hurt early in the season. I just want to talk about overcoming injuries and how difficult that was for you.
Yeah, it was difficult, because it happened unexpectedly. You know, it was the first game of the season. I earned a starting job, and I've been preparing for it, and I ended up going down early on. But, it's just one of those things that you just got to fight through, and, you learn a lot about yourself through those kind of injuries. And, I just attacked every day and went into it with the mindset that there's a chance I can come back out and help my team towards the end of the season, and that's ultimately what happened. So I think it taught me a lot about myself, and it really just has helped mold me into the person that I am right now.
So you basically had ringside seats for an amazing season that culminates at the Mercedes-Benz beating Georgia. We've talked to some other Bama players. What was the vibe like? And I mean, especially when Tua comes in, I mean, what was the reaction?
It really was. We just got to keep on pressing, until the clock hits zero. And, that's what we did. And, when they put Tua in the game, we just had complete faith in, the coach's decision and his ability as well. So, it ultimately worked out for the best of us. And, we were just really happy that, Coach made the decision to, do something like that, because I'm sure it wasn't easy for him, and I was really proud of the way both Jalen and Tua handled it. It was really just a storybook ending.
All right, Christian, take us behind the scenes. Are you ever watching and playing against him in practice? Obviously, you guys aren't going up against each other as much as you maybe were, in the spring and certainly leading into the season. But you're watching, too, and you're going, damn, he's really good. Because the guy's yet to throw an interception this season.
Right. Yeah, no, I go against him in practice all the time. Just seeing the throws that he makes, how accurate he is, the decisions he makes, just he's amazing. He's a great kid as well. And, he obviously has the talent to match his great character. So, he's an awesome teammate to have. And, he makes us so much better, going against a guy of his caliber.
It's a redshirt senior, Christian Miller, with us, guys, from the Crimson Tide as they prepare for the Tigers right here on the WaitForIt.com hotline on Dukes and Bell. So, Saban, we've talked to a lot of Alabama players over the years. We've interviewed him a few times, too, Christian. He does seem to have, like, a lighter, funnier side, right? You've seen that?
Oh, of course. Yes, sir, he does.
I mean, but how often do you see that?
All depends. It all depends. Most of the time, it's always kind of business. Which is fine. That's what we want. That's what we expect. And that's what makes him so great. But trust me, he definitely throws his jokes out there. Whether it's before practice or in the meeting room. He definitely has a funny side to him. It's funny. On the plane, he sits behind me sometimes, and I'll be watching a movie or whatever, and he'll just, lean over and say, what movie are you watching? Me and Mysterio might need to watch this. It's not always just football with him, He's a very, very nice guy, and has a great sense of humor as well.
All right, man, let's talk about LSU. This is a big one this weekend, and obviously, you know, we talked to Coach Saban like you're talking about. The preparation for you guys necessarily doesn't change, but tell us what you've seen as you get ready for this game this weekend offensively with LSU, because they ran the ball great against Georgia a couple of weeks ago, and I don't know if they're going to attack you guys the same way, but as you watch this team, what do you see?
I see a very dynamic offense. You know, that in the past they've always, been a very big run-heavy team, getting to pro personnel, silver personnel, and like the run the ball downhill, which they still do. But now you see them doing it out of blue. They have a hurry-up offense as well. They like to open up their formations, kind of confuse you. Have a lot of pre-snap movement, so they throw a lot at you, and it has been very effective for them. So it's going to be a big challenge for us.
Christian Miller, linebacker from the Crimson Tide, with his 34 sacks already in his career, even though he had the injuries back in 17, and getting ready for the Tigers. You've been there, done that, so I would imagine the atmosphere, because a night game at LSU is pretty infamous, but you guys can handle that vibe?
Oh, yes, sir. I mean, it's always going to be crazy when you go to Baton Rouge and play there at night, but, we prepare for challenges like this, and, I think the coach is going to do their best job to get us prepared for it, and I think we just have to go in there and, play our best ball and execute and try to eliminate any external factors, and I think we have a good chance.
Christian, what do you say to folks who say, look at Alabama's schedule, yeah, they're running through people, they're averaging 50 a game, they haven't seen anybody yet, this is their first real competition this weekend?
Well, I mean, I think, sometimes records don't always show the true talent of teams, especially when you have those teams all going against each other. But I would say this definitely will be our biggest challenge yet. LSU is a very sound team. They're very effective on offense. They have a very talented defense. So it definitely will be our biggest challenge. So I think games like this is what really brings the best out of you.
And I know it's been commented on before, but the coaching staff from Saban on down, nobody gets the big head. Nobody thinks ahead. Obviously, you are taking it one game at a time. Is that why Alabama just so dominant? The players aren't thinking about the NFL right now. They're talking about the matter at hand.
Yes, sir. I mean, our goal is to focus on the game that we have that week and put all our effort and energy into that one game. Take it one game at a time. I think that does help us out a lot, because it removes a lot of distractions. And again, we just want to put all our focus in that one game, no matter who we're playing, and we'll take it one game at a time.
Man, I got to tell you, Dad, he raised you right. You're dropping yes sirs in here. Man.
Well, and by the way, Christian, what about a career in the media? Because, hopefully, a career in the NFL, but, your dad does TV and radio in Carolina. I mean, you sound like you got the chops for it.
Well, it just depends. I'm a little more reserved than he is. I think he's a little more open than I am. But you never know. I guess it all just depends, and we'll see where it takes me.
All right. Last night, college football playoff rankings come out. Did you watch? Did you guys get together? Was there ever a question like, we better be first? I mean, was there any conversation?
To be honest with you, no, sir. We finished practice, and just the usual. We have our dining hall upstairs where we eat at. Everybody was just eating. I don't even think we had the channel turned to it. To be honest with you, I think I might have just heard it on the TV at some point. But no, sir, nobody really.
You never looked at it.
Tuned in to watch it. No, we didn't really look at it. Just because, again, realistically, what comes out right now,
doesn't matter.
It's about how you finish. It really doesn't matter right
now.
It's about the final one. And again, we want to focus on what's going on right now.
Real quick, why are you talking about this this mess hall, this cafeteria? Like, what's it look like? Because everybody dreams about what Alabama's, the mess hall looks like, where you guys go, eat. What are we talking about? Steaks, pork chops, what's the deal?
Anything you can name, probably, honestly. I mean, we have, they call it the Power Protein Station, which they have steaks, grilled chicken, and fish, which is available every single night. But then they'll have their own menus for every day. We sometimes do like a Taco Tuesday.
Nice.
They have nachos, burritos as well. There's a dessert bar. There's TVs all around for everybody to watch what they want to watch. It's really just a blessing just to have something like that. We have lobster up there sometimes. We're really spoiled.
Yeah, y'all are living like kings.
Yeah, man. No, because I talked to your old man about it. As Christian Miller, linebacker for the Alabama Crimson Tide, with us here. But no, for folks who haven't heard, we've talked to NFL players, guys who go in as analysts, and they say, man, it blows away facilities we've seen in the NFL. So I presume y'all don't take it for granted.
Oh, no, not at all, especially with this being my senior year. I'm not making sure I go up and eat there as much as possible. I know I'm going to miss it.
Well, hey, we wish you the best of luck, man. We appreciate you jumping on with us. As we said, you weren't aware of us, but we've been aware of you for a long time and in contact with your dad and following your career. I don't know what happened Saturday, but we will certainly be watching, and we wish you the best, man. Thanks for jumping on with Dukes and Bell.
Oh, I appreciate it. I appreciate y'all having me, and, you know, again, Roll Tide, everybody out there. Thank y'all.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.